The tourists, five Germans, five Italians, and one Romanian, were abducted on September 19th, while on a trip to the Gelf el-Kebir region of southwest Egypt, near the border with Sudan. The hostages were taken into Sudan and later to Libya, though it remains unclear where they were finally released. Egyptian state-owned television reported the release of the hostages, which was confirmed by Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini. Frattini referred to an operation to secure the tourists' release, with the cooperation of Sudan and Egypt, but declined to offer details. The announcement came a day after Sudanese troops killed six of the hostage takers in a shootout. Sudanese Foreign Ministry official Ali Youssef says two gunmen were also arrested.
These dead people were driving a vehicle with Egyptian plates and were moving in the area, and they were intercepted by the army, and there was a fight, and six of them were killed and two were captured as now being interrogated. The two told that the hostages are kept in a hideout in Nilfayt, Chad, near the border, in preparation for exchange of the hostages for a ransom.
The attackers had demanded a ransom of nearly $9 million from the German government. Other Sudanese officials have suggested that the gunmen involved in Sunday's clash were linked to a faction of the Sudan Liberation Army, a rebel group in the country's western Darfur region. Rebels with the Sudan Liberation Army, as well as other Darfur rebel groups, have denied any involvement. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.